Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Hold
up your work.
He's under my feet.
All of your
under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
Oh yes, he is.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. CDC, so glad and elated, excuse me, that you have come aboard today. I know I've been missing with signers and everything else, but praise God, I'm back on today. Glory be to God, and I thank each and everyone that have tuned in on the line today and those that will come on later on the archive. We give God the praise this morning. We give him the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Our topic today is how can I encourage others? You know, a lot of time we feel it's all about me, me, me. You know, you want somebody to encourage you, but when was the last time you went out and tried to encourage somebody? Okay, we're going to talk about that today. You know, when strength fails and we grow weary and discouraged, we need someone to come alongside of us, show understanding, cheer us up, and inspire us to have the strength and commitment to move on. When bills pile up and money runs short, we need an encourager. When we become a single parent, And the world sees us. We need an encourager when friends. You think about it. When friends, hallelujah, hallelujah, or family turn against you, we need an encourager. Our strength and resolve weaken. Oh, for someone to come besides us and lift up and combine us, it encourage, help us stir up renewed commitment, renewed resolve. They inspire us with courage and the hope. Encouraging being a beautiful gift, when a spiritual gift, when they that bring renewed through encouragement. So today we're going to talk about how can I encourage others. And I thank each and every person that have come on the line thus far and those that may be listening in the archive. We give you praise today. And for those that want to call somebody and tell them to come on the line, the number is area code 646-716-4389. That's our number to call in. Hallelujah. You know, over in Ilse, the 5th chapter, 1-2, is telling us about Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Ado, prophesied in the name of God of Israel to the Jews in Judah and Jerusalem. Zerubbabel responded by bringing the task of rebuilding the temple. How can I encourage others? Okay, just stay right there. We're going to get to you in a few minutes. Sometimes encouragement involves getting a person involved once again in producing work. You got to get a person involved in something. Don't let their time go by idle. Let them be able to help you with whatever it is you need help with. Give them an understanding that they'll be able to help you through it all. We've learned to trust in Jesus. We've learned to trust in God through it all. We've learned to trust in his divine holy word. You know, sometimes encouragement involves getting a person involved once again and your productive work. You know, you may have to schedule somebody else for them days or whatever, for God's work. You know, over in Acts, the 11th chapter and the 12th verse, I found Barnabas encouraged the believers to stay true to the Lord. How many people tell us daily to stay true, don't throw in the towel, do what God have called for you to do? We're talking about being encouraged. Don't you know it don't hurt you to encourage somebody today? If it's no more the phone call, let them know you was thinking about them. If you don't drive by their house and let them know that you're by, you just come to see that face or see how they're doing or how your children doing in school. They're coming out to encourage you, not to badge you, but to encourage you. You know, when we was talking about Barnabas, Barnabas is known as the great encourager. In the Bible, Barnabas, in compliments of John, Mark, help you lead a great leader or in the church. Encouragement is a more than hollow praise. It urges others to have and to hold just to be justified of your Father. You know, that is very powerful. Excuse me. That is very powerful. Because here Barnabas is known as the great encourager throughout the scripture. And in the Bible, Barnabas' engagement of Job and Mary help him become a great leader in the trouble of encouragement more than a holy you have to think about it, how good God is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have to give God the praise and the glory for who he is and what he's doing. How can I encourage others, I'm sorry. Here Barnabas is known of the great encourager in the Bible. And Barnabas encouraged John. Mark helped him become a great leader in the church. Encouragement is a more than hollow price. It is urging people to hear it from the principle of God. You have to encourage yourself sometime. You waiting on people to encourage you. You do some reading. Pick up that word. And when you get through reading what God has you to read that day, you're going to find yourself on that trash can being thankful to what you have. Because, you know, some people, they go off on the deep end. They're not grateful. They're not trying to encourage somebody. You know, and it's not going to hurt. They're going to take nothing off us to encourage somebody else. Philemon said, nah. He is very useful to both of us, showing trust in a person. Six, a person is a great source of encouragement to him or her. Showing trust a person. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we're going to go on to our next scripture. And it's talking about, he is very useful to both of us. Showing trust in a person is a great source of encouragement in him or her. You know, when you find that if somebody else got your back, they're not just selling raffle tickets and speaking ill out their mouth, but whatever you come up with, they are right there to help you, to lead you, to guide you into all truth. And here under Philippians, I went to Philippians 1 and 6, and it said, and I am sure that God who began a good work within you will contain his word, Philippians. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here we talking about how can I encourage others. Just walk up to somebody one day. Encourage them. Say, Don't just touch them, but say, God, is it okay if I pray for you? Or, okay, I give you a scripture for today. Something on them lines that where you can start getting to know that person. Hear that person cry out for the things that he or she need. And on Philippians 1 and 6, it says, and I am sure that God, who begun a good work with you, will continue his work. And it's just final, y'all. It's just final. Encouragement is a different other and the work that may be done forever. You know, I pray. I give you laying your hand. You have not worked for, and I'm giving you cities you did not build. Encouragement are come from reviewing God's past words. I know I was telling people, thank you, Sunday. Everybody that received me, it was my day to go to the prison, but I saw a lot of things in that I called out, pulled out, and a lot of those men are hungry for the word. Some of them don't read, and they don't want the other person reading the Bible to them, so that's a drawback, because the lady right here teaches them how to read, and that's why my son is over there teaching them how to read. So when we read with some understanding, and we can encourage others. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, we went to Job. Now, Job is a good example. When days was discouraged, I smiled at them. My look of approval was precious to him. Sometimes just a smile is a good encouragement. And that's so true. I walk into a store and somebody is not smiling or the courage, they don't really want to be bothered. By the time I get through talking, they're grinning, they're smiling, and they're doing all these things because God didn't put us here and laid me out here on the set, just laying out. But we have to encourage ourselves no matter what we're going through. We don't have to tell everybody what we're going through. That's between you and God. He already knows what you have. What is it? So today we are talking about encouragement. God is our greatest encourager. Jesus 4:10 said, when you bow down before God and his family and admit your decision was not. So we're talking about encouragement today. God is our greatest encourager. We can go to God with stuff that we can't tell our next door neighbor. We can't tell a friend. Because when we tell something, we get it back. And it all be in the same household, same town a lot of times. But we get it back. And as we go further on the broadcast, we are saying, okay, I'll read first two verses of talking about Ezra, Haggai, and Zephaniah. Yes, ma'am. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 say, encourage each other and build each other up. Couples who love one another, each family member will offer the kind of level one should be. When he finished, yes, ma'am, encouragement each other and blindsided. Even the things where you go to the library and you pick out different books and things, and you have a date, expiration date, when you're supposed to get those books back. I'm trying to break it down as simple as I can on encourage it. Because, you know, you've had a person say, I have to encourage myself this week. Today I need to encourage. And so that means we need to be on our guard, be rapture ready when he comes. Hallelujah. We're moving right along. Our next Okay, give me 1 minute, turn to it. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. So when you think about encouraging each other, send each other a little cheery card, anniversary, birthday, or just knowing them, it would brighten up. You don't know when that male lady or male man come, that they may get turned around or something. So we want to be mindful to do what God has called us to do. And we're talking about encouraging the day. Yes, ma'am. And I'll be right back with you all. My screen looks like it's trying to go out on me. But I'm not taking no glory, no shame, no gain. Yep. So let me see. Let me go on a little bit further. Hallelujah. Okay, my sight went off on me. Trying to return it back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, our next step is God does not encourage the proud, but he handles the humble. Those that go to God humble and do things, like we used to say, sometimes we do that, it goes on in the dark, will come to the light. Well, encourage each other just like that. Encourage one another, because women are dying every day. We don't have the solution yet. God give it to us, and he's going to step in. And when he step in, it's going to be well done. All them cars, things out here, and I tell Freddie about doing things. Come on, baby, we got to encourage one another, because we in here, Bible said. So we got to encourage one another. Hallelujah. God will fight for you. Take it from Joshua, the 3rd chapter, verse 1 through 10. God command them who suffer. Yes. Hallelujah. God comfort those who suffer. No matter what you're going through right now, God is right there with open arms saying, come, my child. Like I heard earlier, do the people know the voice of Jesus? Do you know when he's done something miraculous in your life? So we give God the praise and the glory this morning. We have to learn how to comfort those who are suffering. We see people on the road every day with cups, bottles, and everything, looking for a handout. And I said, well, God, you direct me on which ones to help and who I can minister to. Because, I mean, each time I go out that way, I'm encouraging them with something. When I go to the prison, I'm encouraging with something. So we want to be able to encourage ourselves, our family. Because nobody's going to really do it. You got to get on there and call some fire from heaven, that you will be able to get what you need, when you need it, in the name of Jesus. So, we give God the praise for that today. Encourage. And I give you some scriptures for how to, you can go back and check your Concordia or your Reference Bible, all these words. Our strength sometimes make us weaker, so we got to realize we're going to close them and fold them. when we need to do what we need to do. Get out of the heat. Start doing your exercises and sound. It's going to be cool after a while. So you're not going to be able to get a lot of stuff you have been getting because the crops is not bearing fast enough and food that they need for them to grain it up and everything. So we think about all those things. And I give God the praise today for those that came on. I give him the glory because I was going to only do this broadcast for 30 minutes today. And I'm trying to obey and watch my time so I don't go over. So how can I encourage myself? I was giving you scriptures throughout the program that you could go to and it'll tell you how you can encourage yourself. Even with leaders, you know, you have sometimes you got to take a sabbatical. Sometimes you have to just shed away for a little while. But you still got to learn why you're shedding away. How can I encourage others? When you come back in, God be done dealt with you. So you're going to know how to handle your sister and brother right away in the name of Jesus. We come to give God the praise this morning and the glory because he is truly, truly worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. And I give him the glory and I give him the honor because we could do nothing without him. We had to walk with him, talk with him, guide and protect us every step of the way. So he alone is worthy, worthy to be praised. So that was the conclusion of my short broadcast today, just coming back. I didn't know how my voice was going to hold up, but my trust is in God, and I wanted to say how can I encourage others. And God does not encourage the proud, but the humble. That means we got to be humble, you all. We got to go, God, and be humble. That way we can encourage somebody else. But if we tow up on the flow up, we're not doing what God say do, look what's going to happen. So today, that was the broadcast, How Can I Encourage Others? And I hope y'all got some of the things that I was saying completely out of the Bible on encouragement. And we want the audience to be encouraged today. Find someone you haven't talked to in a long time. Call them up. It's a reason. And you can get on that phone or go in person. And once you find out what's going on, you can start encouraging others. You know what's happening with that person. You know why they don't do this and do that. But you can get to the root of it. All leaders, all fivefold ministry. We can read these scriptures back and forth till we blew in the face. But until we put these scriptures to practice in our life, then we can fully appreciate encouraging others. Because you know you want somebody to encourage you. So learn how to encourage someone else who really needs some encouragement today. And as we get ready to leave the line, but not your presence, gracious Father, we say thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the broadcast, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you that we can encourage each other on the prayer line, off the prayer line, on Blog Talk, or on Women's Unified in Christ. We can still, I say it again, encourage others. Because somebody you may meet today is down and out. But you can say something funny, something from the Word of God, or something that will draw their attention to you, and you can start ministering to them because they're open up for you to really pour into them. So that's our broadcast for today, and I thank you all for coming and sharing your time with us today on how can I encourage others. And I give you scriptures from the Word of God that you can go to, and you can start today. Right at home, encouraging somebody else. If you have to call them on the phone and say, well, how you doing? I hadn't talked to you in a while. And they may go on and on until you say, I just called to encourage you, such and such a thing from the Bible. God will bring it to you as you minister to each other. So until next week, be blessed. On Saturday, all the women will be Women Unified in Christ, and I hope you all can come back on for that one. And that topic is going to be talking about excellence. Yes, it is. Excellent. And so we hope you all be able to come back on Saturday from 3 to 3.30 or 3 to 4, depending on how many people come in, how much talking we can get done. So that's the topic next week. So I hope you all got something from the scriptures on how can I encourage others. And to God be the glory. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for those that attended. We thank you for those that had a desire to come for whatever reason and didn't make it. But God, we give you the praise today, and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray, amen, and thank God. Thank you all for coming on today. Have a wonderful week. See you all, hopefully, in Jesus' name, next Wednesday. Bye-bye.